There's a lot of confusing information out there right now. I have some exclusive reporting, which I hope will at least enable you to know this is not over. Not yet, anyway. Hello, everyone. I am Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. So here's the deal. Even if Joe Biden becomes president on January 20th, there are still going to be a lot of questions. A lot of questions surrounding the integrity of our voting system. Americans deserve to know that their vote is secure. And look, I get that there are those out there that will say it's a conspiracy theory to even suggest that it might not be. But hey, look, I'm an American. And last I checked, I still have a First Amendment. We Americans, we care about truth. And frankly, I don't care whose side you're on. I don't care if this is left or right. I'm talking about what is a transparency issue, a transparency of the voting system so we can ensure its authenticity. And right now, let's be honest, over 71 million people that voted for Trump are confused, right? They're confused. When they hear about glitches in the voting machines, that doesn't give them a whole lot of confidence, nor should it. I mean, really, how could there be so many voter irregularities? According to Sidney Powell, remember her? She's the attorney that represented General Michael Flynn. There were thousands, hundreds of thousands of ballots that were cast only for Joe Biden, only for him. In other words, nobody else got a vote on that ballot. I mean, it doesn't even make sense, right? Because you have state and local elections going on. Meanwhile, Representative Louie Gohmert out of Texas claims Biden never needed to campaign, never needed to leave his basement because, quote, the fix was in. He also insists that the Republican Party needs to wake up because otherwise there will be never again another Republican president if they're allowed to get away with the theft of this election, he says, theft. Meanwhile, Senator Lindsey Graham says the Trump campaign has evidence of mail-in ballot fraud in Pennsylvania, including 15 people who are dead and six where they were registered after they were allegedly dead. I mean, come on, here's the deal. These are allegations, and they deserve to be treated fairly and with transparency. I mean, we ought to know as Americans what's real, what's not, right? In other words, you got to get to the bottom of it. I'm not okay with one single solitary illegal vote, and I'm sure you're not either. Frankly, this is not a topic that should be partisan. This is basic, right? It's intrinsic to us as Americans. Meanwhile, if you want to get partisan, just saying. I mean, for 4 years, we heard all about how the Russians conspired with Trump to steal the election. Yeah, steal the election. They conspired with his campaign team, right? The Russians conspired with his campaign team. So much so that we had 2+ years and $30+ million worth of investigation that went into it. I mean, and yet, what did they find? Zero, zip, nada. Despite what those on the left wanted you to believe. And so I just question them at this point in time. I mean, how dare they? How dare they insinuate that somehow this is reckless or somehow that this is a conspiracy theory to ask any questions regarding these results? You know what? I always ask questions. Frankly, that's just the way I operate. I want you to know something. I mean, when they made those allegations about Trump and the Russians, I considered it. I did. And you know what else I did? I did my reporting and I did my due diligence, at which point I determined independently that their allegations were totally baseless. However, you know what? I was willing to consider all sides, which is more than they are willing to do right now. In other words, you have to look at the information at hand. You have to be willing to look at that information at hand. And right now, I have information from my sources that there are ongoing investigations into possible voter problems associated with foreign entities, including those out of China. I have three sources within government that have confirmed that. But whoa, we're not supposed to discuss it. We're not supposed to even mention it. You're not supposed to know there's any investigations going on. You're not supposed to know about any of this, right? They want you to think nothing to see here. Really? I mean, if that were the case, then I would just have to assume our government is completely naive. I mean, don't think for 2 seconds that the Chinese and other entities aren't trying to influence us. Of course they are. And frankly, I'd be more disturbed if our government wasn't up on that, right? If they were not aware of that for some reason and they weren't looking into it. I mean, heck, let's be honest. We do it to them too, right? Even to our friends. Remember how annoyed Angela Merkel was when it was found out that the U.S. was tapping her cell phone? Because guess what? That's what we do. And that's what they do too. And so get over it, everyone, okay? That is how the world works. And if we were not investigating this, if we were just saying, yeah, no way, nobody would ever try and mess with us, I'd be more alarmed. Frankly, I'd be more alarmed if we were burying our heads in the sand, pretending that these things don't happen, because they do happen. They do happen. And our government is aware that they happen. I mean, they may not want to tell you about it. I get it. And somehow it's completely weirdo conspiracy stuff to even talk about it. But let's just be adults, okay? There are investigations right now, I'm told, that are underway. And I would only say this. Good, right? I mean, honestly, there should always be an investigation underway into anything that foreign entities are trying to do to try and manipulate us or influence us. And we just need to be able to piece it all together. So again, don't pretend bad things don't happen. Meanwhile, we ought to be doing everything that we can to guard the sanctity of our system while simultaneously allowing ourselves to explore issues that those on the left don't want explored. I mean, look, we owe it to America right now to be realists right now. They were realists, more so than realists, I would argue, politically motivated people for four straight years. You know, they fed America, Americans, this notion that somehow Donald Trump was manipulated by the Russians, was in bed with the Russians, his campaign team was being fed whatever by the Russians, and he stole the election. I mean, that was their mantra. In fact, Joe Biden, as recently as this summer, was out on the campaign trail talking about how Donald Trump stole the election. I'm sorry. That was not true. But you know what? Like I said, at the time, I did my own due diligence. And you should do yours. And nobody should cut us off from any of this. Because it is our right as Americans to know the truth. Okay, coming up, everyone. Voting irregularities in Georgia exposed. The quote of all quotes. I mean, remember what Chuck Schumer said? Now we take Georgia, then we take the world. Oh, wait, forgive me. It was now we take Georgia, then we change the world. You see, the extremists in his party do want all kinds of change. They want Medicare for all. They want student loan forgiveness for all. They want higher taxes for all. They want redistribution of income for all. They want a Green New Deal for all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you what. We are actually in danger of seeing some of these things come to fruition. Today is the audit out of Georgia, and I'll just tell you this. It's not okay that one single vote was miscounted. And here we are looking at thousands. You know, Joe Biden's previously very, very thin margin, his lead of about 14,000 votes over President Trump, was whittled down right over the course of the last week after two counties discovered thousands of previously uncounted ballots, the majority of which favored Donald Trump. You had Fayette County, which discovered 2,755 votes on Tuesday that had not initially been counted. And just a day earlier, you had Floyd County finding 2,600 previously uncounted votes. Wow. I mean, so by the way, that math means Georgia was sitting at just 12,900 votes for Biden in the lead. This is troublesome. As my friends at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity point out, and I quote, when it comes to some of these state elections, you can tell where the incompetence ends and the fraud begins. Indeed. Indeed, indeed. Let's start in Floyd County, Georgia, which includes the city of Rome. And guess what? An astonishing 2,600 votes weren't initially counted, which represents over 7% of the county's vote. I mean, 7%, it may not seem like a lot, but you know what it is? It is. And I mention all of this because we're looking ahead to that runoff in Georgia that's going to actually determine the future of the Senate. President Trump gained 778 votes from the errors discovery. I mean, not enough, right, to overcome that 13,000 vote deficit with Joe Biden. But look, I mean, you're talking about nearly 800 people that voted for him and didn't have their votes counted. That's an issue. Apparently, the vote count problem in Floyd occurred because county officials didn't upload votes from a memory card in a ballot scanning machine. Wow. I mean, then you can go to Fayette County, where a second memory card of uncounted votes was actually discovered. According to the Secretary of State's office, there were approximately 2,700 votes found on a memory card in Fayette County that had not been uploaded properly. The county, they said, will recertify election results. I mean, come on. Come on. Who's on first? And then there's this third county, Walton County, where the Secretary of State's office is reportedly investigating, quote, a potential memory card with 220 votes on it in Walton County that may have been missed. I mean, I'm sorry. None of this is good. We cannot allow it. I mean, you cannot allow so much as one miscalculated vote. This is rather important stuff. And when you think about what's at stake right now with the upcoming runoff elections in Georgia, well, wow. You know what? This miscounting thing that somehow miraculously always goes in the favor of the left, this is going to be a problem. It could be very, very problematic. It's problematic enough, right, in the national election. But what happens when it comes to the Senate? When you're talking about the difference of hundreds of votes, it will matter. We have to get this right. Coming up next, Dow 30K. By the way, how does that make any sense? Any sense at all? All right, right now we got a Dow that's hovering near 30K as we have seen an improving economy, but one that, well, might not be so great as we move forward. In fact, Joe Biden wants you to know it could be a very dark winter. I mean, this is one time when I believe him, right? And I believe him because I know that their policies are not going to help generate growth. This will be the antithesis of lower taxes and less regulation. So you're going to have a Joe Biden that comes in, pushing for higher taxes, pushing for more regulation. None of that will help the economy. Meanwhile, we've already got a situation, right? Thanks to all these lockdowns that are happening all over the country, where people are starting to pull back. And I get it. I mean, you get curfews in New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia, in Chicago. Michigan, I mean, forget about it. Any excuse to lock down in Michigan, and the governor's right there, willing, ready, and able. And then in California, they're, quote, studying the effects of a curfew. You know, while the governor, Governor Newsom, says, okay, you know, you got to be careful, limit your gatherings with your friends and your family, you know, don't have Thanksgiving. And yet he's out at a fancy schmancy French Californian restaurant, French Laundry, photographed like literally right on top of people, no masks, you know, having a great old time at a dinner, allegedly with some health professionals there as well. I mean, come on. Once again, an example of what is okay for them, right, is very different than what is okay for the masses. Anyway, getting back to the markets here, you got to look at these valuations. We are now trading at like twice the level we have been historically. I mean, you've got valuations that really don't make a whole lot of sense right now, right? What is it that investors are seeing here that somehow I'm missing? Because I've been very optimistic on this economy. I've been very optimistic on our markets. In fact, way back, you know when, initially when this lockdown happened in early March, my point was this market is oversold. People are overreacting. You know, we're going to get a vaccine at some point. And then sure enough, it looks like within a couple of weeks, we'll have a vaccine. Both Moderna and Pfizer have come out with near 95% effectiveness rates. And the expectation, at least as Pfizer is concerned, is that they could come to market in the next couple of weeks, that the FDA could approve them in the next couple of weeks. Okay, so you get the vaccine. So then you just need an economy, right, to go along with it. The problem now, though, is if come January 20th, you get Biden and camp in there, including, you know, his COVID-19 task force, that's advising for a 6-week lockdown, not just a shutdown, mind you, a lockdown. In fact, Dr. Michael Osterholm, you've heard me say this, has promised that we can pay people to lose their jobs because, you know, interest rates are so low and the savings rate is so high. So just have the government pay them to lose their jobs. I don't know as they can frankly get that through, especially if the Senate goes Republican, as is expected. Meanwhile, even if they could, at some point, guys, you got to pay the money back. I hate to tell you, but you got to pay the money back, which is why you just can't keep printing your way to prosperity. But again, back to these valuations, you're talking about a market that's trading at twice the historical average right now. So what gets you there? What gets you to this great new economy? If you ask me, we're fundamentally different, right? There are going to be structural changes. Let's face it. I mean, the apparel industry is going to be very different in the future. No more high heels at work, right? We're wearing sneakers instead. And no more suits, no more ties. People are wearing leisure wear at home. By the way, all of which costs less. And they probably don't need as much of it, right? I mean, there's just a few Zoom calls. So that's going to affect things. Meanwhile, the travel industry, that's forever changed. I mean, forget about business travel. I mean, it may resurrect itself in some small way, but it's not going to be what it was. You're not going to have businesses saying, oh yeah, get on that plane, last minute travel to go to Timbuktu for many thousands of dollars. That's going to not quite exist. And while people will still take vacations, and I think actually there's going to be a fair amount of pent-up demand when it comes to vacations, still, they're going to think twice. They're going to say, wait a second, do I really want to be on a plane for that long where I could possibly be exposed to things, even if there's a vaccine out there? They're going to say to themselves, do I really want to be in a hotel where I could be in an elevator and therefore exposed to more things? I mean, these are all realistic assumptions we should be making about a future economy, which leads us to a very different kind of economy and some actual structural shifts. But again, you know, 33.1% growth, I love it. I love it in the third quarter. Does that continue? I don't think so. I mean, not when you've got Michigan shutting down, not when you've got, you know, Iowa saying mandatory masks and California studying curfews and New York putting in curfews along with New Jersey and Chicago and Philadelphia and other places. Things are changing. And so I don't think you're going to have the same kind of growth rate in the fourth quarter that you had in the third quarter. Meanwhile, you got Joe Biden and company, Debbie Downers, coming in, and they're, you know, with long faces already predicting a very dark winter. So you tell me how you're going to get 33.1% growth again. It's not going to happen. You're going to have much lower levels of growth. And consequently, it's going to be hard to justify these valuations in the stock market. I mean, I feel like a Debbie Downer myself here, but I'm just trying to be a realist in terms of Joe Biden and what his sort of demeanor will be. And don't forget, this is a government that wants to see more regulation, not less. This is a government that wants to put in things like green energy. I mean, maybe that would be, if you ask me, a false stimulus of sorts. But again, you're not going to have the Republicans in order to get you there. So all of these things, these grand ideas that would pump more money into the economy, they're not going to happen, right? Because of this gridlock, again, assuming that Georgia goes to the Republicans. Consequently, yeah, it's going to be very hard to justify these valuations. I don't see the market continuing with this kind of euphoria that we're seeing now. So enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. Guess what? I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow. And I'm going to course you as always on trishintel.com. Make sure you go there because there's a lot of misinformation out there right now. And you know, I will always tell you the truth. And I wear my heart on my sleeve for better or for worse. So again, I'll see you at trishintel.com and we'll see you right back here again tomorrow.